All right, time for another DoNotGod.com and DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Yes, both websites are involved in the slander. And so I'll go through a big pile of slander that's been perpetrated. And, you know, every now and then you have to do this, I suppose. I mean, you know, there's liars in the world and they tell their lies, and you know, they tell them to enough people and people start to believe the lies, so you have to do something to defend yourself against these grotesque lies. I mean, they're just so grotesquely silly and stupid. You know, technically I really shouldn't have to respond because they're just so unevidenced and nonsensical and, you know, perversely phrased. I mean, this is just pathetic propaganda, you know. And this is what fascists do. I mean, fascists are sort of famous for propagandizing, you know, lying, doing goofy pictures of people and saying, you don't like black people, don't like this kind, don't like this, don't like that. You know, and instead of making some sort of honest argument, they betray them, you know, with big buck teeth or something, or do some other kind of silliness. Now, I could do that in response here. I mean, there's three or four little characters, a Brozo, Godfrey guy, and you could say a friendly anti-natalist. Farley should be included as the fourth stooge. You know, I could play the Three Stooges music, I could put their faces. You know, I could make some propaganda to make them look ridiculous and silly. But really, is that being a decent human, or is that playing the game well, or is that just cheating? You know, you can draw Darwin as a monkey, you know. People can use that as an argument. Is it, like, the high road? Or is it the pathetic low road? And, yes, I would argue it's the pathetic low road. You know, crap, okay. And that's all they've got. Now, besides that, they, okay, they'll take pictures of my house and post it as their content. My family members, my home address, and my personal name, which really isn't, I don't publish under that name, it's not really relevant. Yes, you can find it if you go looking for it, but clearly everybody who's rational on the internet knows that we shouldn't be posting people's personal information every time we want to attack somebody. You know, we shouldn't have a little screen with all their personal information, you know, where they went to high school, what they did, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, make it easy for the psycho killers to go find them. We know it happens in this world. We know that, you know, any kind of controversy incites people. You know, there's people who go onto people's lawns and put up crosses and burn them. There's people who slap other people at the Academy Awards. They think they're so important that they can stop the whole show, you know, to express their anger or their dissatisfaction. I mean, these are terrorists, frankly. And, you know, you shouldn't have to respond to any of that. You shouldn't have to argue against it. It should be something like everybody on the internet should understand, sure, I sure as fuck wouldn't want people doing that every time I say something they don't like. You know. So, I mean, I shouldn't even include Farley because he doesn't make an argument. All he does is, you know, attempt to, you know, attack my personal life. And yes, to some degree, I personally don't care, all right? But the fact is that other people live here. And so it's, you know, that's who they're attacking. And so this is the grossest kind of extortion, you know, is to, you know, it's like kidnapping somebody's children, you know, do what I say, or, you know, stick a screwdriver in your kid's head, you know. It's a pathetic way of arguing, you know, pathetic. And yet these people endorse these tactics, you know. And so really, like I said, just for that alone, nobody should have to respond to them. Nobody should have to deal with this nonsense. But because, you know, the human race doesn't really have any character, human beings don't stand for anything, you know, at all. They're pathetic liars and cheaters, and that's all they care about is what's in it for me and what do I get out of it, what's my graft, what's my angle. And they really don't care how they defeat something. They don't care if they trip it. They don't care if they kick it to the curb or however they do it. You know, and then they'll complain about, you know, homeless thugs on the street who, you know, just knock people over and kill them or push disabled people out of buses. They'll complain about that shit, but in a sense, they endorse it. If you can't, you know, you can't solve the problem, you can't solve the fact that you're in a hurry, you know, any other way, you know, if it's not expeditious to your purpose, yeah, just push it into the curb. Just cheat. Yeah, it's pathetic. The hypocrisy here is just, it's glaring and disgusting. So I have never made any videos that were anti-woman in any way. I've supported women completely in all endeavors. I've said I'd vote for anything almost. I'd vote for a woman dictator. I've applauded that women are the only reason why we have any decent laws in this country. Frankly, Social Security wouldn't exist without them having the vote. Worksmen's comps wouldn't exist without them having the vote. I mean, you know, every positive piece of institutional law we have only exists because of them. Laws against drunk driving, all of these things, it's because of women. All right, so it's just an absolute lie that I have anything negative to say about females in general. Now, specific females can be just as guilty as specific males of being complete assholes, and they're not sacred. I mean, it's not like you have to accept every single totem pole, no matter what it has written on it. You know, no, we can judge them for their individual character, as Martin Luther King would suggest, okay, that it matters what the character of the person is, not their color, not their sex, not any of their orientations, not their desires, nothing. It just depends on what are they advocating in the world. Now, I've never advocated for, so it, you know, let's just do this, we'll read this crap. I mean, it's disgusting lies. So it says, hey there, you mangy mutt. And this is coming from a guy who looks like he's from Deliverance. Okay, he looks like the actual pig fucker. All right, and he's going to talk about what other people look like, which, you know, again, the hypocrisy, the delusional, you know, whatever that, you can't even describe how weak and pathetic it is. And this is a video. I can't show the video because it's just text. So this was apparently all he put in the video was text on the screen in the video because he's too much of a coward. You know, to be accountable for who's saying what. And, you know, he's living in some other country, so he can hide. You know, he doesn't have to worry about the fact that, you know, your name's kind of associated in America because, yeah, my gas company sells my name and address. It's not my fault. I have to pay my bills with, you know, checks that actually have my name on them. It's not my fault. You know, and he'll take advantage of that, this pathetic piece of shit. All right, anyway, so in addition to your advocacy for raping and killing women, which is absolute, I mean, where the fuck could you possibly get that in any of my videos? So I've never, ever even, I've talked about how, you know, rape should be even a higher crime. And certainly women who lie about rape should also be vulnerable to a very high penalty for the crime. So in no way have I ever defended rape. Now, the only thing I have said is that in thought experiments, you know, where you're doing philosophy, I am a negative utilitarian. So if it's an absolute fact that you're handed this absolute fact, it's in a crystal ball, it's all been proven, this will be the future, that if two women are going to be raped, okay, if one woman is raped, the two won't be raped, that is, are three women, are a million women, whatever the number would be, then yeah, okay, you got no choice, okay? I mean, it's just basic economics, it doesn't make any sense. If you can save two little girls being killed by a gas truck that falls on them by killing one girl under a gas truck, well, of course, you have to do it. It's just stupid not to. I mean, one is less than two. It's just logic to understand it's better if it only happens to one person than it happens to two people. So that is the only context in which I've ever said anything pro-rape. Ever, 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 ever. Okay. All right. And so on killing women, I've only argued that anybody who violates really substantial contracts, that is contracts about, you know, that your life depends on. You know, ones like, ones that put somebody's life in jeopardy or one that puts in jeopardy the creation of a life. I would argue that creating life is just as serious as ending a life. Okay, it's just as important as, you know, giving somebody a lethal injection, you know, on their deathbed as, you know, procreation. If somebody lies, like if I make a contract that, you know, I won't be resuscitated and I'm in the hospital and all this stuff and I make this contract with somebody and then they completely do the opposite. Yeah, I think that's such a sacred violation of of truth and honesty and decency that, yes, it should come with a maximum penalty. It should be prevented. So, yes, I have suggested that if women violate a contract where you say, you know, you're agreed to use condoms and do this and do that, and they start poking holes, you know, with a pin in the condoms or something, that's a high crime. It's not a minor crime. Stealing a person's genetics is a high crime, you know, stealing their destiny. But, you know, there could be, you know, this I would say is a subject where we could disagree. Like, I could argue to you that I think maybe people should be able to sign up to be fucked when they're dead. Like, there's some people that get off on, you know, having sex with corpses. Now, I don't think it should be against the law. I mean, if somebody agrees and says, okay, you know, pay me in advance, you know, a few $100 and you can fuck me when I'm dead. You know, why, you know, I don't know if we really need a law against that. I don't think that's extortion or puts anybody at risk for higher, you know, getting diseases or doing this or, you know, any of that crap. So why should it be a law against it? Now, maybe that's a weird and uncomfortable subject for you and you don't think anybody should even contemplate or even have, we shouldn't even vocalize on the subject because it's just too nasty. But that's what they want. They want to shut down all conversation on these subjects. They have opinions. They're fascists. They'll tell everybody what they need to believe, and they don't want to compete with anybody else saying anything different. And they don't want to have to make videos like this where they actually have to say things that are accurate rather than just pathetic and trivial lies constantly. All right. So again, I don't endorse killing women because they're women. I endorse killing criminals, okay? Contract violators. I don't like contract violators, and I don't like rule breakers, frankly. I believe in democracy in the sense that that's all we've got. And we've got to be fully invested in whatever it is that we do have as a civilization, because the civilization is all there is, frankly. We're animals, and without our cages, we're dangerous as fuck. So I have never advocated for any kind of anarchy or any kind of a world where people are made vulnerable merely for being themselves. No, I do believe in laws against trespassing, though. If you're dancing on your side of the border, you know, on your side of the fence, and it's an ugly as fuck dance, it's none of my business. But if you start dancing on somebody else's property in a disgusting way, then it is everybody's business. So this is just such a lie. Okay, you're also a child porn advocate. So this subject came up because I made videos opposing people who are arguing that we should lower the age of consent. So I was advocating that we should not lower the age of consent. And I was almost arguing that we should raise the age of consent because, frankly, most people are imbeciles. And they can't make any reasoned judgments. And there's a huge hypocrisy in how we define what an adult is. And maybe we should have a test that you have to pass to be declared an adult. And maybe a 13-year-old could pass it. Maybe a 19-year-old still can't pass it. All right? Where you just know certain facts about life. You know what the word exploitation is. You have a clear, good definition of it. You know what the concept is. You know what extortion is, you know what these different things are, because you really can't get into contracts about sex without exploitation being a key feature, and exploitation leading to extortion, where you're basically saying, well, you either starve to death or be a hooker. All right, so I've made videos against, okay, something, you know, the fact is I'm against, you know, people being able to sell their sex. I'm against it, okay? I would say that it should be illegal, okay? Merely because the fact is, until we create a world where women have clear choices and they aren't extorted by poverty, women will become prostitutes, okay, out of necessity, not because they want to. So I have advocated for a law that basically says only rich women could be prostitutes. Only women who want this as a fun activity and want the risk of disease and want all that comes with it. But if they're being economically driven to it, I think that's wrong and evil. And we know that's all where it all comes from. We know it's parents selling their kids. We know it's, you know, women who got in a divorce or got some other way they're damaged in the civilization and don't have any, you know, they don't account for anything, don't have a family to protect them. So they end up having to sell themselves. Yeah, that shouldn't be legal. So I'm not an advocate for any of this abuse or exploitation, and this is such a disgusting lie from these fuckers. So the only videos I made on the subject were attacking people who wish to rationalize excuses for having sex with kids. Those are the videos I made against that. All right. So what I did say on the subject is that I don't believe that you make a pedophile by pornography. Okay? It doesn't make somebody a pedophile. And I have made the argument that, frankly, any man who says I'm not attracted to young women is probably a liar. Okay, so it doesn't make any sense. I've sort of made the arguments. I see no psychological ground to make an argument that somehow our taste in women, truly evolves. It only gets broader. That's all it does. It doesn't evolve into something else. You don't remember your first sexual encounter and you're not repulsed by it and say, how the fuck did I have sex with her? She was 14 years old. You don't do that. It's a lie to say you do that. So I clearly don't think that porn makes people into rapists, and I don't think porn makes, either in any sense. It doesn't make people malicious takers, okay? And I would argue that I think it does more good than it does harm, in the sense that it creates an outlet where people can build their fantasies and have some sort of life, okay, in their little secret porn world that satisfies their desire. And that without that mechanism, then they would become more dangerous, because they wouldn't have any satisfactory way to relieve their need to commune, okay, and satisfy these basic desires that we all have. So these people who are saying that it's irrational and so evil for somebody to say they shouldn't burn child porn, it's just a waste. Now, look, if there's an individual who claims burn it, the individual who is exploited to make it, if that individual says burn it, burn it. But if the individual who was exploited doesn't say burn it, I'm saying fuck that. It's stupid. Okay? I mean, I don't think, like I said, and if you're going to say that somehow having child porn to satisfy people who are pedophiles, you're not going to change whether they're a pedophile or not by burning pornography. So if you can't even understand that fact, you're pretty stupid. So I don't think you're going to fix pedophilia by burning the pornography, making it inaccessible. And I have the sincere belief that you'll, again, mitigate against their dangerousness by giving them a richer, more satisfying experience. I mean, if we could make a virtual machine that they could have sex with, why would I be against that? I mean, if we could make toys or some other thing that would satisfy their desire and they wouldn't have to exploit real kids, why would I be against that? Why would I think that's a bad idea? No, I think that's a great idea. Because you're not going to change who they are. Just like you're not going to make a homosexual straight. Not like, all this stuff. You're not going to be able to fix any of that stuff easy. Reconditioning people is really difficult and dangerous, and nobody really wants to go through it. Nobody really wants what it takes to be to have their sexual identity restructured. So you're just, frankly, this is just such shit talk. Okay, so because I don't think you should burn pornography, and we don't think we should ban regular pornography, so clearly the same statistical arguments could be made to say there's a correlation between child molesting and pornography as there is between rape of women and pornography. Those statistical relationships are just as strong. So if you're going to advocate for burning the child porn, why aren't you advocating for burning the regular porn? If you say it causes the exploitation and it causes the malicious violence, then why don't you demonstrate that with some evidence? But you'll never have any evidence. You'll never find any real evidence. So this is just so overtly hypocritical. These are people that defend pornography. Stephen Breaux is a big defender of pornography. He puts it in his videos if he can. He has a science video where he has women doing this motion, and it's his tribute to women in science. That's how much respect he has for women. Okay, is that he portrays them as tools, as sexual objects. Now, whether that should be part of our meme culture again, I'm opposed to it. I'm opposed to putting girls in bathing suits on top of cars and doing all of that superficial crap. So this is, again, just a stupid lie to sit there and in any way defend adults having sex with kids. Never defended by me, not defended by me in any way whatsoever. It's just a horrible, awful lie. All right. It's slander. All right. This means you support child sex trafficking. So another overt lie. I obviously don't even support adult trafficking. I don't believe prostitution should be legal. Do you understand? So clearly, I don't believe child trafficking should be legal. I mean, it's just such a fucking lie. I mean, it's just an insane lie. So he has no evidence to back any of this up. And the clips he plays are just me talking about the fact that I don't think we should burn porn. And so he's using that to suggest that because I say we shouldn't burn porn, we shouldn't burn books, we shouldn't burn art even. I mean, some of it is beautiful. I even pointed out in my videos, I showed some pictures of young women and just pointed out how they're beautiful pictures. And anybody who denies they're not beautiful pictures is lying because they're beautiful pictures. All right. Anyway, trafficking and child sexual abuse. So I've never advocated for any of those things, never defended them in any way. I have overtly and directly stated I'm against them. I would vote against these things. So it's just such a lie. Silence, denial. So what is this? Where was my silence? I made hours of video talking about it. There's no silence or denial. Or your out of context bullshit isn't going to cut it this time. So he doesn't think it's out of context. He takes my arguments where I'm merely explaining I'm not for trying to erase the pornography, okay, and pretend that I've solved the problem because I erased the images of children naked, that somehow I've eliminated the problem, it's solved, and that I can solve the rape problem by merely eliminating all pictures of naked women. Yeah, I don't think that's logical. I don't think it's practical. I don't think it's a solution. I don't think it's sensible. I don't think it has anything to do with it, and I think it's just the desperate act of people who have a pretty silly understanding of how the world works. Okay? I mean, for every one person who molests a child, there's probably, what are you going to say, 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 men who would want to, but they know it's wrong and they don't do it. That if they, you know, if there was a van that went down the street full of, you know, young 15-year-old girls or something, and he could go into the van, you know, nobody could see them because he's wearing a cloak of invisibility or something. You know, are you going to lie and say there's a ton of men who would definitely do it if they knew there was no harm, no foul? No, the fact is they know it's a harm and a foul. They know it's dirty and wrong, and they don't do it. Even though they would like to, they don't. It's a fact. Most men won't even buy, like they could, there could be lots of lonely men out there and they'd say, gee, I'd like to buy myself one of those mail order brides. But they don't do it because they know it's not ethical. She's not doing it because she wants to do it. She's just doing it for a ticket to America and all that crap. And it's just really exploitation. It's terrible. That's what they say. Are you going to deny that's the truth? So it's only a tiny percentage that, you know, impose themselves, the imposers, okay? And I've made clear arguments that, yeah, sorry, you can't do that. I'm all for you being satisfied. I'm all for you being gratified. But you have to do it within the rules. You can't do it where you're trespassing on somebody else's rights. And you don't have a right as a rapist to impose your image in somebody's memory. You don't have a right to control their memories. You don't have a right to control their destiny. Just like these liars don't really have a right to use these lies against me and force, you know, this to be part of my path that I have to, you know, I have to respond to overt lies. Disgusting, stupid, ignorant, dumb, fucking lies. This shouldn't be their right to create that kind of a trespass. They shouldn't put that kind of filth in the water and force me to filter it out. It's disgusting, rapey behavior. All right. the out of context bullshit isn't going to cut it this time. So again, it's so clearly out of context. So clearly out of every single legal policy I have opined on. I have never opined on any creating any reducing the age of consent, making prostitution more legal. I have said nothing in any one of those subjects to indicate I have any will to leave women extorted and exploited. It's just a lie. Okay. Disgusting lie. All right, this isn't going away. So this is just harassment. This is just an insane and insipid harassment. You know, just because, again, I made videos responding to people who were trying to defend notions that the Holocaust didn't happen. But I honestly pointed out that I don't think it happened exactly the way the history has written it either. But that isn't any kind of excuse to say there were millions of people murdered in the Holocaust. Because there were. It's a fact. Shit. And they call that Holocaust denying. You know, it's just, this is just so disgusting that people can get away with these kind of lies. All right. But it is really surprising considering the kind of excrement you shit out of your mouth. For example, a kid isn't really alive in any sentient form for quite a while. Well, I didn't say quite a while. I said maybe even up to 3 years. It's not my fault that these are facts. Okay, I'm sorry you don't like facts, but it's an absolute fact that, say, a deer pops out and in about 35 minutes, it's ready to be a deer. Okay, it's ready to run, it's ready to hide, it's ready to do all that. It's got eyes are wide open, it's ready to play. And that the difference between humans is that we have no operating system at birth. All right, so it's all going to be developed, okay, through maturation. Through, you know, our life in the real world is where we're going to gain all of those orientations. And I, you know, I'm sorry you don't like the absolute facts, but they're just absolute facts. I mean, the brain couldn't be functional because it gets crushed going through the birth canal. I mean, it's just not in the ready to run form at all. And so those are just facts. I'm sorry you don't like them, but they're facts. And you think you have a right to slander me because I state what I know to be facts, that we are not born fully conscious, because we aren't. You know, okay, a kid isn't really alive in any sentient form for quite a while. We're pretty much brain dead for quite a long time. So I don't know why he's using this quite a long time crap. The whole point is when we form memories. Because memories is a real indicator that now your consciousness is ready. The operating system is now running, and now it's time to start storing memories. It's no use in storing memories before then because everything's incoherent. And nothing would be relevant to the world you live in. You know, the trees are the wrong color and they're upside down and nothing's, you know. So there'd be no point in having memories of trees upside down. There'd be no point in having all a bunch of discoherent information about the world you exist in because you haven't oriented it. You haven't oriented it to gravity, and you haven't oriented it to the color spectrum you see, and you haven't oriented it to any of these things. So yes, I would say you're saying that's not a mildly or even, you know, it's not even possible to respect that opinion. You have to turn that opinion into some kind of slander against babies or something. I mean, what's your argument? I'm arguing clearly that, yes, a chimpanzee born, let's say a six-week-old chimpanzee is 100% more sentient, okay, than a one-year-old baby. Yeah, I'm saying overtly right to your face, yes, I believe that. That you would have to substantially damage the brain of the chimpanzee to make it as, you know, less than a dream state of the baby. All right, anyway. There's good logical reason to believe that you really can't hurt kids. So it's not kids, all kids. But yeah, there's frankly logical reason. If you don't think what I just spoke about in terms of the biological realities are logical reasons, then I'm sorry for you. Okay, but again, so he thinks this is, should be a verboten. You shouldn't even be able to talk about this. You have no right to even speculate about the conscious character of 1 and 2 year olds. All right. That they can't be, in fact, tortured. Yes. Like I said, I mean, depends on what age you're going to, how, you know, interactive they are. They're all different. Every little kid is different. But it's, I'm saying as a fact, yeah, that they really can't put the facts together enough to be tortured. They react, you know, they fall down, they don't feel a damn thing, and then they get up and see the blood, and then they start crying. You know, it's that kind of syndrome. You didn't even have that experience. You can't remember, even at like 5 year old, where, yeah, it really was kind of fucked up. Because, yeah, you didn't know you were hurt a lot of times. And it wasn't until somebody told you you were hurt that you started crying. All right. That's groomer talk. Okay, I don't even know what that means. You might as well say child porn. So what is this? So now he's going to pervert these. Now he's going to combine these two subjects. You might as well say child porn is a victimless crime because since kids can't be hurt. So again, I didn't say that, but yeah, I don't know. Okay, I mean, what would upset you more? I guess, I mean, if I gave you the choice of a 13-year-old girl getting raped or a 1-year-old getting raped, if you had to choose which one was going to take place, you wouldn't know that. Yeah, it's kind of obvious that the 13-year-old's a lot worse a circumstance. You couldn't figure that out? You really can't? You wouldn't know which one to choose? You'd be completely, I can't figure it out. My brain's going to explode because that's impossible to think there could be a difference. You don't think there's any difference at all? You really are that stupid or vacuous and you don't do any real thinking about anything in any kind of deep or serious way that you actually think there would be absolutely no difference? Anyway, it's okay to violate their consent. Well, you violate it when you eat meat, retard, and defend meat eaters and all of that crap. So you're violating consent all the time. But anyway, I'm not advocating for violating anything's consent. It's just a lie. I don't think babies should be harmed or raped or any of that thing. So why the fuck are you imposing this argument on me? But I don't think they're sacred either. I don't think we should lie and pretend, you know, that somehow when the born baby's sitting here, it's a living creature and fully function. And, you know, when it's a fetus, it's somehow nothing. I'm saying the nothingness kind of takes a while before it becomes a something. You think it happens at the moment of birth? Well, so what, are you against abortion in the fifth trimester? Are you? Is that what you're for? You want to force women to have babies? I mean, what's your politics on that subject? So you think fifth trimester, abortion should be illegal? Or third? How far back would you go? Oh, will I get an answer to the question? So just point out what you're advocating for so I can make sure that everybody politically knows that you're against abortion. You know, because the babies are sacred. It has nothing to do with their functionality. They're just sacred. Okay, if I could reach through the fucking screen and... So I don't know what that was. That's some sort of threat? You know? Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, whatever. You know, if I could write your script, you'd get what you deserve. Okay, that's what you'd get. Exactly what you deserve. Okay. It is no secret you describe yourself when you abuse others. So what is he even talking about? It's no secret. So he has the secret. It's like some sort of Oprah secret. Okay, the big secret. You describe yourself when you abuse others. What the fuck could that possibly mean to anybody rational? Okay, who abused you? So this is a guy who claims he was abused, okay? And his great statement against wife beating was, yeah, my mother did ask for it. Yeah, so that's his great statement in defense of battered women is, well, yeah, my mother did ask for it. Yeah, so he's a great defender of women. Okay, who abused you into being a perpetrator? So that's not where all the perpetrators come from. So let's not lie, okay, that all pedophiles were abused children. That's not the only way your sexuality can get perverted, okay? I don't think Michael Jackson was, was porn, child porned in some way. I don't think that's what made him, whatever, Peter Pan syndrome or whatever the fuck it was. What is this crap? You're going to turn everything into something, okay? And you can't fix it anyway. So you don't fix. Now, the idea of perpetrator is the key word here, right? Because that's the key concept is the people who act versus the people who don't. All right? The people who could imagine, I don't have much sympathy for, I don't personally have any sadomasochist notions, so I don't get off on any kind of violence or aggressive sex or any of that kind of crap. It doesn't have any appeal to me at all. So it's hard for me to make statements in defense of people who have these aggressive tendencies. But let's just say somebody who likes aggressive sex in a consensual way versus people who like aggressive sex non-consensual. And so you could have two categories right there. So the whole idea of what a perpetrator is somebody who is willing to extract their comfort from somebody else's welfare at the expense of somebody else's welfare. It's not about what you desire. It's not about what you want or need. It's about what you're willing to impose. And I'm clearly against imposition. It's probably one of the words right on the screen will be the word impositionist or something like that. I'm clearly opposed to those impositions. Amazing bullshit. All right. Let's see. Abused you into being a perpetrator. Was it your dad? So he's speculating that I'm a perpetrator. So I've never been a perpetrator against anyone. I have never violated anyone's rights to protest, to say no. I have never, ever, ever ignored somebody say, no, stop. Ever, ever, ever. Okay. Do you resent him for seeing you as a liar? So again, this is, what is this crap? You know, obviously my father never thought of me as a liar. So that's just complete nonsense. All right. My father liked me. You know, we spent every weekend together when I was a kid. And we would have spent much of our whole lives together if I didn't end up getting an anxiety disorder. Me and my father got along very well. I liked my father. And he liked me. I just don't think he had much respect for my intellect, but I mean, he liked me as a person to hang out with. Okay. And cheat, you really are. So, I mean, just amazing. Yeah, no one's accused me. Nobody's been victorious in ever accusing me or successfully prosecuting me for being a cheater or a liar or any of that crap. So these are just empty accusations by disgusting, slandering, lying scum, all right, who can't win an argument on the facts, so they just have to do this lying, all right. Is that why you fantasize about being abducted by aliens? No, that was just because reality sucks. And you don't think so, but I thought reality sucked, okay? I thought I'm living in a disgusting world where horrible things are happening to people for no good reason. It scared the fuck out of me. It revolted me. It made me sick, frankly. So again, it's not because I wanted to perpetrate anything. I wanted to prevent things. I went to bed every night thinking about, I wonder how many people got run over today. I wonder how many people, think about how many people had their legs sawed off today. Those are the thoughts I went to bed with. Okay, is that because I'm a perpetrator? Or because I'm an empathist? Because I find it disgusting when people are suffering. Oh, I mean, you people are just, you're so disgusting. All right, anyway. Who put you in a simulation where everyone's paying attention to you on YouTube? So, again, this is more nonsense, right? Everybody's not paying attention to me on YouTube. And it wouldn't matter where I was. I am arguing the arguments. The arguments are important to me. And anybody who's watched my videos has to know it's about the arguments. The videos aren't about me. I'm not talking about, oh, isn't that a pretty flower? And isn't this lovely? And isn't that nice? And oh, that's just, I'm not doing any of that crap. It's not some personal experience. Okay, I'm talking about ideas and concepts 99.99% of the time. That's all I'm talking about on YouTube. All right, you save the world and you finally get to prove, Daddy, that you aren't a failure and a loser. Yeah, I just did point out as a fact, I would have liked to, just because my father was an engineer, he was a scientist, okay, and it would have meant something to me to just validate that, hey, you know, in spite of the fact that you never really thought I was up to the conversation, I did okay. I just would have liked that as a moment. So he's going to use that, you know, that little piece of personal information and pervert it into this disgusting conversation about some kind of nonsense that, that's about a pathetic failure and loser, when it's just about everybody sort of likes the idea. If you have a good father, if your father was an honorable man, you'd want his, you'd want to be validated. And my father just wasn't good at doing that. And, you know, this would have impressed him. Jesus fucking Christ, that's pathetic. No, it's nothing. My life isn't pathetic. Yours is pathetic. Because all you have is lies. Okay. At least he died before finding out his only son advocates for child porn. So he said it again. I mean, it's really, I mean, this lie is so egregious. Again, it's just slander. So, I mean, I know there's laws against it and all that kind of crap, and it's hard to get into a courtroom to be able to make the argument, but, I mean, that's just a lie. I mean, it's a pathetic, stupid lie. I never advocated for it ever, 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 ever. Okay. You better pray that heaven isn't real. Like I would hang out in heaven? You've got to be kidding me. If there really was a heaven, you think I really would go there? You know, to the brain dead place where you don't remember anything? No, I wouldn't. No, thank you. Okay? Yeah, fuck you. I mean, hell would be spending 10 minutes with people like you. Okay, because if it is, you're broken his heart. Okay, so I'm making no apologies, and that's just nonsense. Like I said, I have no issues with my father beyond the fact that I would have liked him to know. Like I said, he thought I was smart, but he just didn't, you know. Well, it's hard for him to know, right? I mean, that I was right about all this stuff. Right, until I could prove it all, and and that's the you know, he would have probably loved the lever argument and stuff like that, but you know, he was busy with his own life, fishing and doing this and that, and he was retired and all that kind of crap, so he really didn't pay much attention. That's just the way it is, okay? So you know, you're making an issue out of something that just isn't an issue. But anyway, do you remember talking about how most pedophiles don't abuse children? Well, it's a fact. I mean, I don't think anybody rational could actually think that most pedophiles molest children. That most people who have an attraction, who find children sexually interesting, let's just say. If you find a picture of a cute, healthy young person sexually interesting, even just interesting sexually, we'll call that a pedophile. And you're not going to argue that there aren't plenty of people and they never, you know, reached into a kid's pants or something. They never trespassed in any way. You don't think that's true. Oh, man. And how they have to deal with their arrogant, their aberrant perversion and remain semi-unsatisfied. I pointed out how I have nothing but empathy for men or women who have sexual desires for which they're not allowed to have endorsed gratification of those desires, that they can't do it. The civilization forbids their gratification. So I have empathy even for people who fantasize about killing women. I still have empathy for their circumstance. And I have no tolerance from them acting out and taking their gratification from somebody else's welfare. So I'm clearly stating I have no tolerance, no respect, no appreciation for anyone who forces somebody else to gratify their needs at their expense. I've made no video ever endorsing any such behavior. So again, this is just such lies. All right, anyway, it's nothing, yeah, what are you going to do? Because it would be wrong to act on their desire. So again, he thinks I shouldn't even be able to talk about the possibility of having empathy for people who have unsatisfied desires, who have even evil desires that don't act on them. I should have no empathy for their circumstance. It's their fault. It's the pedophile's fault he has those desires. He should be persecuted for it. For even having the desires, we should persecute, punish, convict, kill, destroy. Is that your theory? I think it's a stupid theory, among many of your other stupid theories. Okay, where you talk about yourself when you said they'd like to be free from that perversion if it were possible. So I'm talking as if I can understand, because of course I can. The fact is I have an anxiety disorder, a perversion of sorts, in the fact that my physiology reacts inappropriately to circumstances and causes me quite unpleasant symptoms. The desire to vomit in your face, for example. That's a fact I have to live with. And it's unpleasant, and nobody else can understand it. I can't get any, there's nothing. You're just stuck with it. You can't, And so, of course, I can have empathy with people who are stuck in circumstances like that, where they don't want to be pedophiles. They just are. And you can't understand that. And you think anybody who talks about it should be banned from the internet. Or driven off the internet. Extorted off the internet. All right. Were you talking about yourself? Okay, now obviously, no, I'm not talking about myself. I'm just talking about, well, to some extent, I will talk about myself in the sense that I'm freely admitting that I still find young women attractive. All right, it's just no doubt about it. Would I date one? No. Okay. Do I understand that, it's sort of disgusting that I would do everything, even if there was a young woman who thought I was really interesting and all that crap, I would certainly explain to her, I'm almost dead. You have very little to invest in. That would be really stupid. This is not a good choice in your life. This is not a good decision. I mean, do you think I would do otherwise? Well, you probably do. But I know I wouldn't do otherwise than try to make anybody I'm in a relationship with make the best possible decisions they can for their future. And if the best possible decision is to back over me with a car, I'd vote for it. I'm not voting for anyone ever doing anything that's against their interest, even for my benefit, asshole. I don't want to take anything from anyone, asshole. And I don't defend people who think they have a right to do that. That their wife should be burned with them at death or some other crap like that. I think all of that is bullshit. Nobody's interest should be compromised to satisfy any of my desires. Was that a cry for help? No, it wasn't. Especially help from assholes like you, lying scum of the earth. Do you think getting off to child porn isn't the same? Isn't the same as not acting on your desires? Do you think getting off to child porn isn't the same as not acting on your desires? He deliberately wrote this and then put it in a video. Is there any way to make any sense out of that? Do you think getting off to child porn, okay, that's okay, I got it. Somebody's getting off to child porn. Isn't the same as not acting on your desires? No, it is acting on your desires. It's a way of facilitating your gratification. Again, if they could make, I've already stated I would, fuck a plastic bag. You just paint a girl's face on it, and I said, oh yeah, I'll go for it. I mean, if you could find a way to get relieved and you don't have to inconvenience anybody, yeah, why not? So what the fuck are you even saying? Do I think if we made porn little rubber kids, so pedophiles could have sex with them, that somehow that would be the same as them raping kids? No, I don't think it would be the same. No, I don't. Oh, and I'm not even allowed to say that, though. You're not even allowed to even suggest it. He would burn the movie AI, artificial intelligence. He would ban that movie because that has all kinds of evil implications in it. Okay, is that how they would avoid abusing children? Yeah, I think being satisfied is a pretty good way of making it so your need for gratification isn't in the way. So if you can gratify your need for gratification, then your need for gratification isn't a problem anymore. Oh, fuck. Amazing shit. I just can't believe people type this crap. All right, last paragraph, thankfully. Maybe I'll do a separate video for the Brozo. Brozo, made some counter-argument that's so incomprehensible mush shit that, I don't even know if it's worth even arguing. He says I'm making copyright claims against his images. No, I'm just making the claim that I don't think anybody wants their image used by somebody else for silly purposes. And so I don't think the girl who made the video doing this, and I don't think the other girl's faces, I don't think they really intended their face to be used for your silly purpose, which was to humiliate women, not to do anything else. You're making a video trying to defend women in science, and you display women as sexual objects. I mean, it can't be more obviously illogical. And then he defends porn. So, again, the hypocrisy. So, regular porn, that is porn of women used as mules and as pigs, things to fuck, things to manipulate, toys, that's okay. That porn isn't dangerous. That doesn't make men into rapists. But somehow, kiddie porn does. All right, calling them pedophile. Let's see. Your signature bitch move is attacking people who disagree with you by calling them pedophiles. No, that's not true at all. My signature move when somebody lies about me is to just say, look, I can make up lies too. It's really easy to call somebody a pedophile. You look just like one. That's really easy to say. You do look like one, frankly. You look like a pig fucker and, a dog eater. And, I can go through the list of all the crazy bullshit that you're guilty of, okay? And I can go through the whole lineage of how many, kid fuckers were in your lineage, obviously. I mean, how do you get that look without, doing some inbreeding? Anyway, calling them pedophiles and child molesters. You've been doing it for years. So again, this is just a lie that I'm doing it in any other time other than to respond to grotesque liars. People who just make up bullshit. Absolute shit. Okay, and everything you said in this video as an accusation is an unsubstantiated pile of crap. Has nothing to do with the truth. They are lies. They're pointed, arrow-sharp lies where you're saying I have advocated for something or defended things I've never done, never happened in any video ever. You're just a liar. All right. You're telling us who and what you are. Well, no, we'll go, okay, you've been doing it for years, as far back as 2013. And again, I'll state as it's an absolute fact that every time I've done it, it's a response to a liar. Okay, it's all projection. So anytime anybody now, he's going to say, I could argue that anybody's guilty of that. So clearly you have a fireman syndrome. You talk about how you're a great hero. You've saved many women from battery. When really you're a batterer. You're just, we all know that firemen start fires, So it's all projection. You're really a raper and a batterer, okay? And you're just pretending, okay, to be the hero. Yeah, just a lie. Again, just it's Casey wearing the little clown mask, you know, like he's a funny fat guy. No, that's who you are. Okay. You're telling us who and what you are. Yeah, the videos overtly make the arguments, and the arguments are pretty clear, and you've clearly distorted and perverted every one of those arguments into absolute nonsense, and then made that as an accusation. It is slander. I think it can be proven in court. This is slander. This has nothing to do with the truth. Everything you said in this statement is slanderous lies. And any decent judge would say, yes, if anybody said this about any other person with the evidence you have, you would be declared a malicious liar, a guilty of an actual crime. All right. Does your cat fetish? So he says it's a fetish. So now we make fun of people who care. You know, I spent 40 years feeding stray cats. Yes, I did. Okay? Feral cats. 40 years. Tending their wounds, you know, trying to comfort them in some way. God, makes you a bad person. Okay, involve fucking cats too. So, you know, so even that's fodder for their abuse. So even when you do something completely generous, you know, I mean, it was expensive. You know, I have to go out in the winter. I have to go out in the weather. I have to go, you know. You know, even that is fodder for their distortion and perversion. Okay, involve fucking cats too. I also wonder why they haven't come and gotten you. And yes, yeah, frankly, I have the same kind of contempt for your civilization. You know, and I would make the same arguments that, yes, there's clearly one of us is good and one of us is evil. That dichotomy to me is clear, all right? And so, yeah, I can't see it any other way either, all right? But I don't think you've made anything called an honest argument defining my evil, and I have made nothing but honest arguments defining your evil. You're an extortionist, okay, a blackmailer, a threat maker, okay? You have nothing to offer except terrorism. You can't make a counter argument that's better than mine. All you can do is attempt to attack me and my character, to lie about who I am and what I have advocated. And that's all you have. So you're clearly the evil. And I don't think anybody who's fair-minded or decent could come to any other conclusion, because you have provided no evidence. Okay. Do you think it's time they did? Blah, blah, blah. So he thought this was so important. I have to respond to his lies. So he makes the video. He posted on my message board, posted in the comments section of other people's videos. This is something that has to be addressed. This preposterous pile of lies somehow has to be addressed by me. This brilliant counter-argument that's just one constant just word after word, not a single honest sentence in there. And this is what, you know, this is what the internet endorses as good drama and productive conversation. Just make up absolute shit, okay, and force people to answer the shit. So fuck you to anybody subscribed to this crap. Fuck you to anybody endorsing this crap. It is such fucking stinking lowbrow bullshit. And I hope it happens to you. I hope you get what you deserved. I hope you get canceled. I hope you get exactly what you're endorsing. This mob of fucking terrorist, book-burning, fascist asswipes who can't make an argument, so they resort to this personal crapola. Fuck all of you. Till dead.